Prophet Muhammad, may God bless him and grant him peace, is a blessed individual to whom God revealed his final divine scripture and whom he made a role model with his excellent moral values and faith. With his powerful faith, our beloved Prophet fulfilled the responsibility given him by God in the finest possible way. He called people to the path of God, to salvation. With his excellent moral values, he was a guide and beacon for all believers. In our day, these incomparable moral values and our Prophet's sound approach to difficulties maintain his universality and shed a light for all humanity. The duty of Muslims is to become acquainted with these superior attributes of the Prophet, to take him as a role model and introduce him to all humanity. At the same time, they must do all in their power to resemble him and in order to take him as their close friend in the hereafter. The Prophet possessed a morality that constitutes a model for the whole world. He called on others to conform to that morality and described what kind of morality and behavior would be pleasing to God. God reveals in verses the kind of superior moral values possessed by Prophet Muhammad. Nun, by the pen and what they write down, by the blessing of your Lord, you are not mad. You will have a wage which never fails. Indeed, you are truly vast in character. Our Prophet also counseled Muslims to abide by his own moral values. Some of this advice is described in these terms in the Hadith. Do not envy one another, do not hate one another, do not turn away from another, and do not undercut one another, but be you, O servants of God, brothers. My cherisher has ordered me 9 things. To reverence him, externally and internally, to speak true and with propriety, in prosperity and adversity, moderation in affluence and poverty, to benefit my relations and kindred who do not benefit me, to give alms to him who refuses me, to forgive him who injures me, that my silence should be in attaining knowledge of God, that when I speak, I should mention him, that when I look on God's creatures, it should be as an example for them. Throughout his life, Prophet Muhammad abided solely by the revelations of God, doing only what was revealed by God, without considering the approval of other people or fearing them. Yet the idolaters of his time opposed this incomparable virtue of his and wanted him to bring commandments in line with their own interests. Despite their being powerful and in large numbers, the Prophet opposed them, scrupulously and determinedly keeping to the Quran and the commandments of God. In his verses, God reveals the Prophet's response to these people's insistence. When our clear signs are recited to them, those who do not expect to meet us say, "Bring a Quran other than this one or change it." Say, "It is not for me to change it of my own accord. I follow nothing except what is revealed to me. I fear, were I to disobey my Lord, the punishment of a dreadful day." The Prophet never made any concessions to what such people wanted. He conveyed the Quran to humanity with no alteration to what God had revealed, taking no one's personal interests into account, and did so simply in the spirit of fear of God. This characteristic of our Prophet, sent as a mercy on the worlds, is revealed thus in the Quran. Your companion is not misguided or misled, nor does he speak from whim. It is nothing but revelation revealed, taught him by one immensely strong. In communicating the message of God, Prophet Muhammad encountered all kinds of obstacles placed in his path by the idolaters. They behaved aggressively and sought to set traps for the Prophet. Eventually, they went further, exiling and seeking to imprison or even kill him. However, no matter what befell him, our Prophet was always patient and resigned, and maintained his submission to God. With great determination, he continued to preach the word of God. Because he knew that there was goodness and something auspicious in all things created by God. Even the very worst difficulties. One of the clearest examples of this is his words when he was hiding in a cave with Abu Bakr after leaving Mecca. Our Prophet's words are related as follows in the Quran. If you do not help him, God did help him when those who did not believe drove him out, and there were two of them in the cave. He said to his companion, "Do not be despondent, God is with us." Then God sent down his serenity upon him and reinforced him with troops you could not see. He made the word of those who did not believe undermost. It is the word of God which is uppermost. God is almighty, all wise. The Prophet's words and actions are the best possible models for believers. Because interpreting events auspiciously is an important virtue stemming from sincere faith in God and a way of life imposed by that faith. Believers face up to everything that befalls them with great maturity and know that there is a reason for these events. They first do all they can to resolve a matter. They then place their trust in God and accept the outcome and try to see its auspicious aspect. In one hadith, our Prophet described the reward that those who put their trust in God can expect. If you put your faith completely in God, He will arrange for your sustenance in the same way as he provides for the bird. They go out in the morning with their stomachs empty and return filled in the evening. There were people with varying characters and ideas that surrounded the Prophet. Throughout his life, however, he showed an interest in each and every one, warned them about their mistakes and failings, and tried to educate them in all matters, from cleanliness to matters of faith. That compassionate, tolerant, understanding, and patient attitude of his was the means by which many people's hearts were warmed to Islam and developed a genuine love for the Prophet. God describes this pleasing attitude adopted by the Prophet towards those around him in the Quran. It is a mercy from God that you were gentle with them. If you had been rough or hard of heart, they would have scattered from around you. So pardon them and ask forgiveness for them. The Prophet never pressured those around him to accept the religion nor imposed conditions on them. Instead, he always used the pleasantest means to tell them about it. Imam Ghazali, the great Islamic scholar, summed up the Prophet's treatment of those around him in light of the information found in the Hadith. Everyone thought that the Prophet honored him more. Whoever came to him could see his face. He used to call his companions by their surnames with honor, and he used to give a surname to anyone who had no surname. He was very affectionate and kind in dealing with the people. Be upholders of justice, bearing witness for God alone, even against yourselves or your parents and relatives. Whether they are rich or poor, God is well able to look after them. Do not follow your own desires and deviate from the truth. Prophet Muhammad lived in a place where people of different religions, languages, races, and tribes all coexisted. It was very difficult for those societies to live together in peace and security. Yet the justice of the Prophet was a source of peace and security for other communities living in the Arabian Peninsula, just as much as it was for Muslims. During the time of the Prophet, Christians, Jews, and pagans were all treated equally. The Prophet explained the true religion to everyone, but left them free to make up their own minds, because God's commandment was crystal clear and absolute. There is no compulsion where the religion is concerned. In other verses, God reveals, "So remind them, you are only a reminder, you are not in control of them." The Constitution of Medina, signed by the Muslim immigrants from Mecca, the indigenous Muslims of Medina, and the Jews of Medina, is another important example of justice. The aim of this treaty was to ensure justice among communities holding different beliefs to found a common order. One of the most outstanding features of the treaty is the freedom of belief it established. One of the articles in it reads, "The Jews of Banu Auf are one nation with the Muslims. The Jews have their religion, and the Muslims have theirs." In our day, the only solution to the fighting and conflict going on all over the world is to adopt the morality of the Quran and, like the Prophet, never to depart from the path of justice, making no distinction between different religions, languages, or races. Because only in that way can humanity attain the peace, security, and happiness it needs. And peace, security, and justice prevail all over the world, just as in the time of our Prophet. Our Prophet was a protector and administrator for believers. Muslims, therefore, referred to him in all matters and sought his permission and opinion before engaging in anything. When they disagreed among themselves or were unable to resolve an issue, they immediately communicated this to the Prophet and implemented the most auspicious and reliable solution by learning it from him. Because they knew that he was the most intelligent of the community. His commands and judgments were under the protection of God. His decisions were therefore always the most auspicious. Our Prophet Muhammad, a chosen individual, is a role model in our time, and his sunnah is an important guide for all humanity. Therefore, obedience to him is the true path to salvation, both in this world and the eternal life of the hereafter. It is revealed in the Quran that those who obey the Prophet are actually obeying God. Those who rebel against him, on the other hand, actually rebel against God. Whoever obeys the messenger has obeyed God. If anyone turns away, we did not send you to them as their keeper. The Prophet was a compassionate person, full of love and understanding. He took an interest in the physical and spiritual problems of his friends, relatives, and all those around him, and took all appropriate measures to ensure their health, security, and happiness. God's commandment to our Prophet is revealed thus in the Quran. and take the believers who follow you under your wing. The believers educated by our Prophet and sincerely devoted to the Quran followed in his path, always protecting captives, the poor, and orphans. These exemplary moral values of the faithful are revealed as follows in verses. They give food, despite their love for it, to the poor and orphans and captives. We feed you only out of desire for the face of God. We do not want any repayment from you or any thanks. Truly we fear from our Lord a glowering, calamitous day. One hadith in which our Prophet commands people to be merciful reads, "Those who have mercy will receive the mercy of the Most Merciful. Have mercy on those who are on earth. The One in heavens will have mercy on you." Because of his being both a messenger of God and a head of state, the Prophet was in constant contact with people from all walks of life, from the wealthy leaders of states and tribes to poor, defenseless women and orphans. The levels of culture and courtesy of some of these people were very low. Nonetheless, he always employed the pleasantest ways to warn those around him of their crude behavior, won them over to him, and educated them with great patience and endeavor. The Prophet was most kind, above reproach, amiable and thoughtful. He practiced the rules of courtesy and politeness in the best and most ideal way throughout his entire life. Aisha described the exquisite morality she saw in the Prophet in these terms. The Prophet's, peace be upon him, nature was the Quran. You who are enveloped in your cloak, arise and warn. Magnify your Lord, purify your clothes, shun all filth. As is clearly revealed in the verses of the Quran, a believer must always be clean and well-groomed. The cleanliness of Muslims' body, clothing, home, and food is just as important as that of their hearts and moral values. A Muslim's hair, face, body, and clothing are always immaculate, clean, and fragrant, as are the places where he lives or works. The finest examples of this characteristic of believers is again our Prophet. The Prophet also advises the faithful to be clean in one of the hadith. Surely Islam is pure. Therefore, be pure. The Prophet Muhammad was the last prophet charged with warning humanity. Like all the other messengers, the Prophet called people to the true path, to have faith in God, to live for the hereafter, and to exercise good morality. In his time, some people have elected to follow the most mistaken paths in order to supposedly find salvation. These paths were full of perversion, superstition, and nonsense. Our Prophet aroused them from their ignorance and heedlessness, calling them to the path of God. He made great efforts for their salvation in their lives of this world and of the hereafter. When he communicated the message of the Quran, our Prophet was exposed to enormous oppression and animosity, yet he took no notice of these. Our Prophet, upon whom great compassion was bestowed, drew his power from the love of God and knew that our Lord was always with him. God commands the Prophet thus in one verse: "Proclaim what you have been ordered to and turn away from the idolaters. We are enough for you against the mockers." The Prophet Muhammad first told people of God's might and of the proofs of his incomparable creation. He then explained them that God had no equal and was the sole Lord of all. Say, what do you think? If God made it permanent night for you till the day of resurrection, what deity is there other than God to bring you light? Don't you then hear? Say, what do you think? If God made it permanent day for you till the day of resurrection, what deity is there other than God to bring you night to rest in? Don't you then see? One of the most important errors that the Prophet has warned against is ascribing partners to God, or shirk. God is the one and only, and all other entities are solely what he has created. The Prophet explained these truths to his people and attempted to free them from idolatry. This is revealed as follows in verses from the Quran. Say, I call only upon my Lord and do not associate anyone else with him. The Prophet has warned all Muslims against idolatry in the Hadith and has stated that ascribing partners to God is a grievous sin. The most severe sin is to associate partners with God, known as shirk, while he has created you. During and after the time of the Prophet, there have been those who denied that the Quran is a divine book. Some of these people even went so far as to claim it was the Prophet himself who had written it. Yet this was a grave error and a manifest slander. The Quran is the word of God and contains many miracles and superior wisdom, the like of which no human being could ever conceive of. the Prophet reminded people of this and announced that the Quran had been sent by God. This fact also appears in the Quran. 'Say, the one who sent it down is he who knows all hidden secrets in the heavens and earth. He is ever forgiving, most merciful.' Those who allege that the Quran was written by a human being are unaware of the miracles it contains and that its wisdom comes from God. Our Prophet was commanded to reveal this truth to his people. Say, if both men and jinn banded together to produce the like of this Quran, they could never produce anything like it, even if they backed each other up. In another hadith, the Prophet stated that the Quran was the word of God. Honesty descended from the heavens and settled in the roots of the hearts of men, faithful believers. And then the Quran was revealed, and the people read the Quran and learned from it, and also learned it from the Sunnah. Both the Quran and the Sunnah strengthened the faithful believers' honesty. Our Prophet had other most important advice. The Quran is the most important guide to salvation. This fact is set out as follows in the hadith. Acquire the knowledge and impart it to the people. Learn the Quran and teach it to the people, for I am a person who has to depart this world. Death is one of the things many people fear the most. In such people's eyes, death is the end of everything. They are unaware of the reality of the life of the hereafter. They are thus strongly attached to the life of this world, and imagine that they will lose everything when they die, for which reason they refuse to reflect on it. The fact is, however, that death will come at the time and in the form God wills. Nobody has the power to postpone or advance this. The Prophet recommended that people think about death and the true life to follow. Those who are most aware of death and prepare themselves for it, they are the wisest of people. Prophet Muhammad also called on the people of the book to believe in God's final religion. Yet he never, of course, pressured them, merely advising them to do so. He left the people of the book free to worship as they saw fit, allowed them to maintain all their own customs, and ordered his own people to treat them with justice. His words on this subject have been reported as follows. Whoever oppresses any dhimmi, non-Muslim, I shall be his prosecutor on the Day of Judgment. The following articles in the text of the agreement prepared by the Prophet and his followers for the Christian Ibn Haris bin Kab and his co-religionists are particularly striking. The religion, churches, lives, chastity, and goods of all Christians living in the East are under the protection of God and all believers. None of those living by Christianity will be forced to turn to Islam. If any Christian is subjected to any killing or injustice, Muslims must help him. Although the Prophet bore a heavy responsibility, and despite all the difficulties he faced, he was a most humble and peaceful man, one submissive to God. He lived the joy and ardor of belief every moment of his life. His companions describe his state of being. He, the messenger, was always cheerful, gentle, and mild. The Prophet also advised his companions to smile and said, God loves the simple and those having smiling countenance. At the time when Muhammad was charged with the prophethood, a terrible custom prevailed in Arabia. Some families regarded daughters as a source of shame and killed them as soon as they were born. Our Prophet's interest in and love of children swiftly did away with such barbarity. He told them to make no distinction between male children and female. He also taught them that killing their daughters was a grave sin and an act of cruelty. By demonstrating equal love for and interest in both, he set an excellent example to the whole society. The following is an example of what the Prophet said about female children. A daughter is a lovely child, affectionate, eager to help, mild and full of sacred feelings of motherhood. Our Prophet also warned the faithful to treat their children justly and said, Fear God and treat your children with equal justice. With the superior moral values he possessed, Prophet Muhammad brought peace and security to all Arab lands, and, furthermore, constitutes a role model for all humanity with the principles he taught. It should be known that these characteristics and resignation in the face of events are universal values, ones that will apply at all times. The solution to many present-day problems, therefore, lies hidden in Islamic moral values and the Sunnah of our Prophet. The duty of Muslims is to adopt these characteristics of the Prophet as a role model and to present them to all humanity. God addresses all humanity in the words of the Quran. O humanity, the Messenger has brought you the truth from your Lord, so it is better for you to believe. But if you do not believe, everything in the heavens and the earth belongs to God. God is all-knowing, all-wise.